Hey, peace of Christ be with you. Welcome to Chili Friday in Dimnit Chapel. Second to last Friday of the academic year of 2010. Hey, today there's a luncheon I get to pray at this afternoon for seniors that are graduating at semester. Is anyone here one of those? Anyway, stand up for me. Stand up. I want to love on you. This is a senior. She's graduating at semester. We got a couple people. Right. Yes. Her parents are coming here. You know, there's a lot of hoopla at the end of the year for the graduating class, but there's a bunch of people that graduate actually mid-semester. And I just want to say we love you. You always have a people. And wherever you go, you always have a pastor. So thank you very much. And I hope that your finish at Hope is full of grace and it's full of peace. And we are getting towards the finish of a semester, aren't we? And how many of you, give me a show of hands, that you just feel like your tank's a little empty right now? I got a lot of hands out there. But some of you, one guy's still holding it up. Well, hey, I have a scripture for you that I'd like you to receive as we slide into the end of the year and as we move deeper into the season of Advent. It's at the end of the book of the letter to Philippians in chapter 4, beginning in verse 15. Hear the word of the Lord. You Philippians indeed know that in the early days of the gospel, when I was in Macedonia, no church practiced in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you provided for my needs more than once. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the credit that is accumulated to your account because I have been paid in full. I have more than enough. I'm fully satisfied now that I've received from you, the gift from Epaphroditus, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will provide fully and satisfy fully all of your needs according to the riches in his glory in Christ Jesus. To God and our Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. We step into Advent. We slide towards the end of the school year. And Advent is the season. And end of the school year is a season where there's a lot of giving. There's a lot of output. And that's why I think this scripture is particularly important for us right now. This is a scripture about giving and receiving. One of the things we do in Advent, in preparation for Christmas, is we pick up the phone and we start calling our family and we start talking to our friends and we ask, what do we want for Christmas? What do you want? My mom called me the other night and asked, what do I get little Trigvy for Christmas? And I said, just get him a box. He's 15 months old. He doesn't know anything. Just give him a box because that's all he wants to play with. What do you want? Some socks would be good, maybe a sweater or a tie. We start asking these questions to ourselves. What do you want for Christmas? It's a season of giving and receiving. One of the ways we prepare for Advent in anticipation of Christ is the art of gift giving. And that's exactly what we see Paul's friends at Philippi doing. No one practiced in the matter regarding giving and receiving except you alone, says Paul. And not only once, but more than once. When I was in Thessalonica, you gave me help for my needs there too. These are friends that give gifts to each other, give gifts to those who are in distress. These are friends, Christians among Christians, whose faith is lived in action, in giving to those who are in need. Paul is all alone in prison. And the prison system there is not like the correctional facilities we have today. It's not like the state run where everyone gets three hots and a cot. If you wanted your needs met, they were satisfied by friends and family that would bring you food, that would bring you money, sometimes to buy your way out of prison, but would provide for your needs. And that is exactly what Paul's friends in Philippi do. They send a friend. They give their time, their talents, and their treasure to support somebody who is in distress. And why do they do that? Because I think that they know something fundamentally about God and about who God is. And it's that knowledge that is also why Paul is imprisoned. It is that whole reason that he calls their attention to remind them that, thank you for your gift, but I've been given another gift. And it's the same gift that you have been given, that we have been given. The reason why Paul's friends in Philippi give gifts is because they know something fundamentally about who God is. And we capture a picture of that God in verse 19. And this is my prayer for you in Advent, and as you slide towards the end of the year when your tank feels really empty. Paul writes, and my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches and his glory in Christ Jesus. That is a huge statement. God is someone who will fully satisfy all your needs. God is not distant. God is not an abstraction. God cares about our personal, daily, creaturely needs. And in this room, I know there are so many different needs that you have, that your families have. And God is saying, or Paul is saying, that the God we gather to worship here, and imagine why you're here, is to remember this kind of God, this kind of God that gives out of abundance, not out of scarcity. A God that never throws us back on ourselves, but is always seeking to provide that which we most secretly need. And we all have needs, physical needs, food and clothing and shelter. We have social needs, the need to belong and to everyone to feel like they have dignity. We all have the need for intellectual curiosity to understand how things work. But there is a deeper need too, isn't there? For we do not live by bread alone. And I think that that's one of the things that Paul is pointing us to. Paul says that, I don't seek the gift, but I seek the credit that accumulates to your account. Thank you for this, but I have been paid in full, says Paul. I have more than enough. I am fully satisfied. How can he say that when he's in prison? How can he say that when he's isolated from those that he loves the most? He can say that because he truly has been given that which he most needs. And what we most need is God. Is God present? Is God for us? Is a God who will be there to satisfy our deepest needs? And my friends, that is what Christmas is pointing us to. It's pointing us to a God who will satisfy and address our deepest and best desires, our most fundamental needs. And our most fundamental need is reconciliation and a communion with God. Our great problems now and then are not structural simply. They are not just social. They are not just political. The fundamental problems that we have are moral. They are deep in the core of who we are. It is the turn towards ourselves, or what the church would call sin. It is sin that keeps us separated from communion with God. God created a world in harmony and in beauty, and in sin, when we turned towards our own desires, all of it got shattered, and things aren't the way they're supposed to be. But God made a promise, and God said, I'm going to step into this world and do what you cannot do for yourself. I am going to love you in the flesh. I am going to give my life, and he did, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. Advent is anticipating that reality entering into the world. It is the light that illuminates the darkness. And what we most need is that darkness illuminated in this world and in our life. Paul can say with confidence and full joy that I have been given all that I need. I am fully satisfied because he has been given the gift of grace. He has been given Jesus Christ. He has been given reconciliation, fellowship, koinonia, participation in Jesus' very life. And it is that life that stretches the field of play and pushes us out into the wide open country of our salvation. That is what we anticipate at Christmas. And that is what Paul has been given. And that, I think, is why the Philippians can give with freedom. They don't hold tightly to all that they have. They give it away because they worship a God who gives all that he has away. Their deepest needs have been satisfied and met, so they don't cling to things. They give them away freely. The God we worship here, the God of hope, is a God that comes in the flesh, in history, and in time, and gives us what we cannot give ourselves, the greatest gift of all, which is reconciliation and life with God. There is nothing more large. There is nothing more costly. There is nothing more significant that we can receive, and it has been given to us. And what we are called to now is to receive this, which is mean to accept this in faith, that this is true, that this God is not just merely an idea, but really active and still calling us to faith. And the way that that faith will look is a people like you and I taking this faith and satisfying the needs of those who are in distress, just like the friends in Philippi did for Paul. We can go into Advent and give gifts, not just for their own sake, but to really take what we have and to satisfy the deep needs of the people around us, because our deepest needs have been met. That, I think, is what Advent is preparing us for, to launch us into not just a season, but to a life where we are giving and we are receiving, because we worship a God who is giving and who is receiving. Amen? Let's pray. God, we thank you that you launch us into a season of anticipation and expectation of your word that became flesh, that disrupts all of our schemes and plans. The darkness runs and hides because it cannot overcome your light. We ask that this season, Lord, we would hold all our things loosely, that we would give away because we have received so much. Teach us what it means to have the joy that comes with the morning. Fill each person here with your Holy Spirit as each has need. We thank you for our graduates. We ask that you will bless them and you will keep them and your face will shine upon them. As we go into the weekend, Lord, we do so knowing that you are our God and that you are for us, Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, everyone said, amen. Go in peace, my friends.